Fourth question, have I considered a ministry or vision trip to see and participate in what that ministry is actually doing in the field? You've heard there have been references to vision trips, and they're great, they're wonderful. Of course they're limited. You're never going to see everything. My daughter Karina was on a missions trip to China last summer, and she's been to the Czech Republic, and my other daughter's been to Argentina. She's going on a missions trip to Alaska this summer, and I get a lot of good information from my daughters as they go out different places. But she was in China just before President Clinton visited, and when she came back, she told an interesting story about how all of the streets on the presidential route that was going to be traveled, where all the television cameras were going to be, were just beautiful. They were clean, they were washed, they, you know, best, the best face was to be given to the world of China. But one block back, everything was dirty, filthy, you know. Now, that is a picture of what we can all do, you know. We can show the best, and we will tend to show, the best of what our ministries do. And even on a vision trip, you'll probably be taken to an area where a more effective ministry is being done rather than less effective. So you might think in terms of, I want to support this project in this area if I really believe in it. It doesn't necessarily mean that every project internationally that this particular ministry does is one that I would support, but I certainly would have to ask some questions. As I say, there are people I put a lot of trust in. One is our church's missions pastor, Barry Arnold. Daryl Heal was recently on a trip with Clive Calver from World Relief, and Barry Arnold, my friend and our missions pastor in Sudan, and I trust Barry's appraisal as he goes to different parts of the world. So I don't have to go everywhere on the vision or ministry trip, but I do have to talk to people who have been there.